This is The Takeaway. I'm Daljit Dhaliwal.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. This Saturday is the 135th running of the Kentucky Derby, and if you're like me and like Daljit and you don't know anything about the Kentucky Derby or horse racing in general, except women wearing big floppy hats and drinking mint juleps, I guess, then listen up. We're about to let you in on all you need to know about this year's Run for the Roses. Jenny Reese is a reporter for the Courier-Journal. She's covered horse racing for over 25 years, and she joins us this morning from the backside of Churchill Downs. Jenny, big floppy hats, how many do you see out there?
Well, I'm on the backside, so that I see a lot of baseball caps and stuff. The floppy hats are on the front side. Although, actually, there are some well-dressed people, and they're kind of tiptoeing around the mud here. We have had a lot of rain this week, and the forecast is for intermittent showers and thunderstorms.
Oh, so we might have a sloppy track.
Might have a sloppy track. And the interesting thing about that is 14 of the 20 horses in the field have never raced on a sloppy track. So it adds just another wrinkle to trying to handicap.
And does that do anything to the odds, I was going to ask?
It could. The fourth choice is a horse named Frisian Fire that won the Louisiana Derby on a sloppy track. And I would expect him to get bet pretty heavily because he's one of two horses in the field who have won on a sloppy track.
Okay.
And he's the fourth choice, he could be the favorite.
He could be the favorite. And I heard that there's another horse in the field, Mr. Hot Stuff, is that right? What about Mr. Hot Stuff?
Oh, yes. We saw Mr. Hot Stuff train, and they all have Mr. Hot Stuff T-shirts, and Mr. Hot Stuff is named for the owner's son-in-law. And he does look hot indeed.
All right. Well, what do the jockeys look like this year? The horses get all the attention.
They look short.
Really?
Are they hot? Aren't they hot?
Are there any jockeys named Mr. Hot Stuff?
Not publicly. I'd have to maybe ask their significant others about that.
All right. So what are the proper parameters, weight-wise, height-wise, and otherwise for a jockey?
Well, there's no height parameter, but because you have to probably can't weigh much more than 116 pounds, you're not going to be too tall,
right,
for sure. But the horses carry in the Kentucky Derby 126 pounds, which is, compared to a normal race, pretty high. So a lot of these jockeys can probably actually maybe eat breakfast today. There's only been one case where a jockey has been overweight. A guy actually from Louisville named Bobby Parrott, this was some years ago, and he was a half pound overweight, and it went down in the history books as him carrying 126 and a half pounds. And it was known forever as the fat jockey.
The fat jockey.
I wish I could be 126 pounds.
People can call me fat all day long if I weighed 126 and a half. Well, all right, well, back to the horses. These are all colts. No fillies in the Kentucky Derby,
not
is that correct?
Year. They could be. They're just not any this year. And there is a filly that's heavily favored in the Kentucky Oaks this afternoon, Rachel Alexander, that a lot of people thought would be very tough if she was in the Oaks. But one thing you said, you need to, if you want to know about horses, and
yeah,
if you're going to go to a party or something, as far as the Kentucky Derby, do not ask, have any of these horses ever been in the Derby before? Because you have to be 3 years old. You could be male or female, but you have to be 3 years old to race in the Kentucky Derby.
So you must be three. So if you ask that question, you will betray the fact that you don't know a darn thing about the Kentucky Derby.
Absolutely.
All right.
I
want to ask you real quick. I mentioned mint juleps before and that people were drinking them. A friend of mine who is from Kentucky told me that that's a myth, that people at the Derby don't actually drink bourbon with their mint juleps. Is that true?
No, people do drink mint juleps, just not the locals.
Just not the locals. They don't want to waste the bourbon. Right.
Absolutely.
Well,
they think it's a big waste of bourbon, and they know that you can just go to the drugstore, the grocery store, and for $2.50
buy
one of the souvenir glasses.
All right, Jenny Reese.
$12.
All right, Jenny, thanks. We got a wrap. She's a reporter for the Courier-Journal. She covers horse racing. Thanks for educating us on the Derby, Jenny.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.